a Jewish journal article, the day Nachshon swallowed the dot. During my years as a college president, my senior staff and I often discussed college outcomes, what we believed would be the greatest benefits for a student attending our school. We expected that our students would enhance their writing, speaking, and quantitative skills, develop the tools required to critically evaluate arguments, and gain a genuine appreciation for the arts, culture, and all manner of differences, whether those differences relate to family and demographic background, sexuality, religion, or politics. But most importantly, we always strove to produce leaders, graduates who would be unafraid to do the right thing in the face of apathy or resistance from their friends and peers. What, you might be wondering, does any of this have to do with Nachshon or a dot? I suspect that many readers will be familiar with the Midrash describing the parting of the Red Sea from the book of Exodus. The story goes that when Moses held out his arm over the sea, at first nothing happened. With the Pharaoh's chariots approaching from behind and the sea ahead, the newly freed Jewish slaves were distraught. But out of the crowd came Nachshon. While others bemoaned their terrifying situation, Nachshon acted. He stepped into the sea, walking deeper and deeper until Hashem rewarded his faith, summoning the winds to create a path forward through the waves. But there is more to the tale. Ever notice the curious shift in Hebrew wording in the exquisite Song of the Sea poem, often sung in shul as, "Am I Chamoka?" Quote question mark. While the usual translation, "Who is like you, Adonai, among the mighty? Who is like you, adorned in holiness, revered in praise, working wonders," suggests identical words for the repeated phrase, "Who is like you?" There is a subtle difference in the Hebrew between the two instances. The first time it reads, "Am I Chamoka?" The second time it says, "Am I Kamoka?" A kaf has become a kaf, as a dot, a dagesh, missing in the first line, suddenly appears in the second. One of my favorite commentaries explains the anomaly this way. When Nachshon entered the sea, the waters did not immediately part. He tried to proclaim, "Am I Kamoka?" But as he went under the water, all he could get out was a muffled, "Am I Chamoka?" When Hashem heard his words, the waters receded, and his voice rang out loud and clear. What began as a barely audible entreaty, ended up being an historic expression of praise that, 3,300 years later, constitutes one of the most inspirational parts of our Shabbat services. I love to recount that narrative. It is a tale about faith, but it is also a story about leadership. Who has the fortitude to stop being a bystander and instead emerge from the crowd and act as an individual? A worthwhile education should instill the confidence and the desire to do exactly that. Given the complexities of our times, we are in dire need of those who want to lead. So while college certainly ought to impart knowledge and teach skills, above all it should be a chance for students to be immersed in situations that allow them to cultivate the spirit of Nachshon. Of course, we would all do well to emulate Nachshon as best we can, even if we never attended college or graduated in the distant past. The next time you see someone in obvious pain, will you try to help? The next time you are with a group satisfied to simply lament the status quo, will you have the courage to actually do something to improve it? My co-author and I were once teaching about the transformative aspects of an ideal education, when he asked me to explain to our class how Nachshon swallowed the dot. It is an ageless tale of how all of us might bravely step forward to promote humanity's most sacred values. I love the Yiddish expression, "be a Nachshon." In our fractured world, we need his kind of moral courage now more than ever. Morton Shapiro is the former president of Williams College and Northwestern University. His most recent book, with Gary Saul Morson, is "Minds Wide Shut: How the New Fundamentalisms Divide Us."